Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is December 16th. Wow. And this is the 16th, December 2023. It's really moving along fast near the end of the year, right? I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing all kinds of information on vaccinations and injections of all kinds, drugs, oh my gosh, pharmaceutical in general, that's clearly being censored today and not often available to the public. So we want people to make the only informed choice, which is really complete avoidance and refusal of anything related to big pharma. That's my strong opinion. Although, you know, every now and then, you know, people talk about ivermectin, there's always a downside, it seems to me, when it comes to pharmaceutical products. But we'll talk about that probably another time. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and our main website is vaclib.org, V-A-C-L-I-B.org. And my business website, as you know, is humbleweed.net. Because I am a networker, and it's like tumbleweed, but you just put an H in front instead of a T. And that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, drugs, chemicals, and microwave radiation, and a ton of other poisons that we're being inundated with. So this is why it's called Immunize Wisely, which literally means to strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate this toxic world. So there is a chat room for the show. Thanks, Mer Bailey, for creating the chat room and always adding great content there. Mer Bailey also has a show on Sundays. For me, it's at noon, so it's 2 to 4 Central Time. And I encourage you to definitely tune in to Yours Truly with Mer Bailey. It's just a great, she has always great content, a lot of food for thought. So the chat room is Immunize Wisely, wisely stylized with a Z, .chatango.com. So anyway, I've been looking at all kinds of stuff today, but before I do that, I want everyone to know how important it is to support this network. It is true that during holiday time, everyone feels like they're stretched. Everyone's trying to get their donations before the end of the year if they're a, you know, IRS taxpayer, and everyone's begging for donations, and, you know, how are you going to spread them out? Well, don't forget RBN. That's why they're doing the second annual book drive. These are books out of John Stadtmiller's personal library, and this drive this year is in week 4, and for every $100 or more donated to RBN, you'll be entered into the book drive, and this week's book is Project Lucid, L-U-C-I-D, The Beast 666 Universal Human Control System, that was written by the late Tex Mars. So if you don't win the book with your donation, you will be entered for next week's book. So I'm not sure how long this is going, but right now this is week 4, and I anticipate it going on for, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. So also, there's not going to be a show, at least on Saturday for me, and I think all Saturday shows are canceled, and they'll do replays. So the show I planned for the 23rd will be the 30th. We will be doing a show on Saturday, December 30th, which is the last Saturday of the month. So I wanted to just mention, you know, I kind of screwed up the show last week. As you know, I had the wrong phone number. I don't know how I did that, but it's a first. There's always a first, right? Well, Jenna Chaputis, my substitute host, said after that she was complaining about having a really bad sciatica, lower back pain, and it's been persistent. So just listening to the 40 minutes that I had Jose Antonio Jarimba on in the last 40 minutes of last week's show, she said this: amazing adjustment, simply sitting in a chair and bending forward. You know, like, you know, just, you know, while you're sitting in your chair, try to bend forward and touch the floor if you can. And then she said, I've spent hundreds of dollars last month with no results. Keep that tip in a file for sure. And then she noticed she was always sleeping on her right side. So she said, I am also sleeping on my left side this week. She said, it's incredible relief. So if anyone's interested, you know, you should contact him at jarimbanomorepain.com. And Jarimba is J-A-R-I-M-B-A-N. Jarimba, J-A-R-I-M-B-A, nomorepain.com. And he has, right on the front page, he has his email and phone number, and you can call him. He is in Texas. I forgot the town, but it's all on his website. It's actually close to the border of Mexico. And then, you know, I want people to know that there are some really simple things that people can do to correct their health. This is, you know, I get testimonies all the time with SEACT, by the way. I sell a lot of it. That's, you know, what pretty much supports me. And it's because, you know, people go, well, yours is pretty expensive. Well, we grow our own stuff. It's labor intensive. And to have this level of quality that actually works, that's why. And so people, you know, will get a larger quantity to save money, you know, because, you know, for $199 plus shipping, you get a pound that lasts for 9 months. That's if you're taking it twice a day. And I take it once a day, so it lasts longer. But it's a preventative. It's an overall tonic. None of us have cancer. We've been drinking it for a long time. This is what a regular customer, she buys 2 ounce packets of SEACT regularly from me to give to people when she runs into people that have cancer. And apparently, her mother had a colonoscopy, and they told her she had colorectal cancer. So she put her on SEACT for 4 weeks, and when she went back, they couldn't find anything in the CT scan. So of course, they want to give her another colonoscopy just to make sure it's still there. So, you know, that's 4 weeks. That's taking one packet of a 2 ounce packet that's $35, and they can't find anything wrong with her. So she asked other health questions, and you can imagine what I didn't respond, you know, because I think I've mentioned on the show, if you listen regularly, the shadowy side of colonoscopies and why the better solution is to do a colon cleanse or at least visit a colon therapist. A colon therapist is much better trained, and you're getting a whole colon irrigation, and you're not getting those toxic dyes in your system, and you don't risk the, the operator from puncturing your colon. I mean, these scopes, the things that the medical profession does, is always tough. It's just not healthy whatsoever. We have a gal from my sister's church who ended up on hospice after a colonoscopy. She would not go back. She was getting sepsis. They punctured her colon, and I think she wasn't dying in hospice, so she's now living with her sister in another city. She wanted to get out of here. But, yeah, the hospital here is pretty darn wicked, anyone that's had experience with it. They call it Kootenay Health, but we call it Kootenay Death. So it's pretty bad. So anyway, and then I have other things. You know, this last month I've had about 3 people have health issues with their pets, specifically dogs. And, you know, I find dogs a lot easier than cats. And the thing that worked always well for me is Tahibo Tea. We have an ad for Tahibo Tea on this website. They like it. They like SEAC too. So, you know, both those teas, they'll lap it up. But clay, you know, the calcium bentonite clay that I sell from, that's from Head to Toe Products, the Perrier's clay, works amazingly well. You just mix it in their food. They love the clay, even a paste. You'll put a paste on of that clay on the floor, and they'll eat it up because it absorbs toxins. It cleans out parasites pretty well. It depends on how much you take. But speaking of you know, parasites, you know, most people find that turpentine and castor oil together is the atom bomb for parasites. There's a BitChute video I'll post into the chat room. But yeah, you can actually just go to BitChute and put in the search castor oil and turpentine. It'll come right up. But, you know, for animals, you know, clay seems to work really, really well. But I see that people don't feed their animals what they need, especially in the wintertime. They can't go outside and get grass. I mean, even cats will go outside and eat green stuff, and dogs too. They're always looking for something, you know, green. They're just not complete meat eaters, okay? So with dogs, it's easier. They'll eat, like, steamed carrots. They'll eat grated carrots. They'll eat, you know, squash, and, you know, even, you know, mixing some steamed, you know, kale chopped up in their food. So it's good to get them to have some chlorophyll, especially in the wintertime if there's snow on the ground and there's not any grass. So I encourage you to do that with your animals, and make sure if you're not doing canned dog food or anything, you know, from the store. It's really garbage. Even, you know, Kirkland from Costco, I mean, that stuff's garbage too. So I always encourage people to go to localharvest.org. Localharvest.org, you can put in your zip code and you can find farms in your area. And anyhow, be careful with what you're feeding your animals. That's all I can say. Because when you get in the habit of going to the vet, it's just like going to a doctor. It's the same paradigm, you know. They're still poisoning you as a means of getting better, and it's not. They end up going downhill. There's a lot of pets dying of cancer these days, and it's just sad. It can totally be prevented. You know, I had a cat that was, you know, nearly 21 years old when I left. Thankfully, he was an outdoor cat. So, moving on, Anna Mahalsia, you know, she just posted a thing about methylene blue prevents and reverses, you know, those clots. The whole amyloid plaque, she says. She's been talking about prion-like proteins, amyloid-like polymers, how they used in nanotechnology and the relationship to the, you know, the bioweapon that we always talk about. And anyway, she was looking at it. She's been doing so much research under a dark field microscopy. And this, she shows these Russian studies. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. So it's on her Substack, Anna Mahalsia, MD, PhD.substack.com. But I'm going to put a link in the chat room at immunizewisely.chatango.com because, yeah, methylene blue seems to be good for many things as well as cancer. But it addresses these misfolding proteins. That's the big deal. So if it corrects the misfolding proteins, then that's, you know, something to definitely have in your toolbox. So the other things are, I wanted to mention, you know, just some excellent stories on Republic Broadcasting that they posted on Friday. Muckraker, Anthony Rubin has muckraker.com, and he went to Venezuela and founded the detailed route that the Chinese take who are clearly well-funded. And, you know, we have this, you know, I got on one of my videos I watched, it said 13 million illegal migrants are here right now. This is 13 million. That's a huge amount. And they're still coming in droves, and it's totally out of control. And what Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said is that they promised these men that they can serve in our military, and if they serve honorably, they will get U.S. citizenship in return, all because we are not making our quotas for healthy men voluntarily joining our military. That's his excuse. And he's all for it. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. So they're actually, and the UN has, and black budgets in our country seem to be funding them too, because, you know, they're seen with, you know, credit cards that they get, or debit cards that are charged up periodically on their route. So it's really incredible. So you can go to Republic Broadcasting or just go directly to muckraker.com. And then there's another excellent article from Moms Across America about the top 10 most popular fast food brand meal samples that were tested. For 104, the most commonly used veterinary drugs and hormones. And it's, anyhow, due to the large industry confined animal feeding operation conditions, which include extremely close quarters, unsanitary spaces, and high incidence of disease, most of these non-organic meats, you know, are heavily treated with antibiotics, growth hormones, and an antiparasitic, which is also a known aviary contraceptive. Anyway, it was pretty shocking, the whole article, and you can also see all the lab reports, so it's pretty incredible. But she says fast food is consumed by 85 million Americans each day, and many of these chains are the primary suppliers of many school lunches. 30 million school meals are served to our children each day, and for millions of underprivileged children, these toxic meals are their only access to nutrition. Previous testing has shown that America's school lunches are indeed toxic. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, if you, yeah, please, we call it Illuminati food. It's really bad, just horrible stuff. So, without much further ado, I'm going to start introducing my guest. I am so excited about this guest, Jason Kristoff. I discovered him through my channel that I listen to fairly regularly. It's We the People news update on Rumble channel, and I've shared it with a few of you. And it just gives me an overall update of what's going on from many perspectives. And she ran something from Jason Kristoff and had a citation to his Telegram channel. So I joined that, and I've also found him on Gab. And I signed up for his email list, and he's just prolific, and he does such an excellent job. Are you there? Oh, my gosh. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just didn't hear the commercial coming on. Anyway, I was going to introduce you. Are we on air? Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I guess I'll continue after the commercial break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats. And even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Just in the process of introducing Jason. So Jason Christoph is my guest. He runs an international psychological reprogramming institute where students are educated on the topics of mind control, brainwashing, behavior modification, and psychological manipulation. Jason's students then use their knowledge in these areas to help reprogram their clients into better versions of themselves on all levels. Jason believes that the social decay we openly see in our world today has only come about because key players in our society are using this manipulative psychology against most of humanity. If we are to survive and thrive in the upcoming years, Jason believes that each citizen must understand these processes as to protect themselves from future psychological operations. And I totally agree. And I'm so thankful that you're doing this work, Jason. It's just absolutely an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Ingrid. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So, how did you ever start off on this venture? Because I understand you were a fitness coach, I believe, in Canada, right?
Well, I owned a small chain of fitness clubs. I became a health coach myself, a very high-end health coach. I took certifications at the Czech Institute in California under the tutelage of Paul Czech. And when I returned to the fitness clubs after my certification, I started charging quite a bit of money. And there was quite a lineup of people that wanted to train with me. But I found out and discovered that these people appeared to be terrified to get in shape, terrified to be better, terrified to quit their addictions. So there was money getting paid, but there wasn't really any results being manifest. So it was a little frustrating for both parties, me and my clients. I phoned the Czech Institute again and said, have you found with other trainers or other coaches that the clients seem to be very afraid of moving forward in any facet of their life? And the person on the other line said, yes, absolutely. There's a part of the brain that is obsessed with safety and bonding with the bigger herd. And in the society in which we live, the bigger herd is unhealthy. They're non-abundant and, they're very negative. And I said, was there any way to get over this? How do I interface with this subconscious part of the brain? So they sent me some literature on it, and I started to apply these basically mind control, brainwashing, and behavior modification techniques to my clients. It was the only time they ever achieved their goals, and it was so effective. They didn't really need me as a taskmaster inside the fitness facility anymore. They could program themselves to quit their addictions, program themselves to show up and take their life in a more serious manner. So I started seeing the results. I got excited. I started coaching online all around the world. And then I became so busy, I had to quit that. And I opened sort of an international psychological reprogramming institute where I see large groups four times a year. They include medical doctors, chiropractors, health coaches, and even members of the general public who use this technology to reprogram themselves first. That's what we teach. We have to teach people how to master themselves on their own field before they go out and take that experience out into the real world. And then they teach their clients or their patients how to do the same.
Wow, that's great. In fact, you have a class coming up in January 14th, I believe. So after the break, we have a break coming up. And then we'll have a long stretch to talk about all of this. So you can talk about your class coming up and how people can sign up. Well, stay tuned.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers: Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vafangulo, Joaquin Egobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kohlerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hinane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/ticket/ to get it now.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Just discussing how Jason was had to, you know, go international and teach these classes to a larger audience, and of course everything since COVID is definitely online, which in some respects makes things easier. But he has a new one coming up at the new year, so you want to talk about that?
Well, you know, I don't want to turn into Vince from ShamWow or anything, trying to sell some chamois. But I tell people, look, the best thing to do if you haven't heard of me is to get familiar with the information and how I present. And you can get, I'll teach people these concepts for free, like slow drip them this information over time. I do have something called the Christoph Report, which is an email, private email list. It gets sent out 3 to 4 times a week. And if you want to get some information that you've never, most likely never heard before, some very interesting information that's always being hidden from you, I would suggest maybe just start off with that. And you could email me personally at info at jchristoff.com. It's just a single initial J, and Christoff is Christ with an OFF on the end. Info at jchristoff.com. I'll put you on my email list, and then we can get to know each other. You can get to know me before you go in and purchase any of the programs that I offer to the public. Just get used to my presentation style. It's very truthful, very pointy, and very sharp. So let's get to know each other first.
I think that's great because, you know, even some people on this network, while they know a lot and nothing seems to faze them, you know, you start dealing with their coffee. Well, that's a whole other thing. So I love that you brought up the caffeine addiction that people have. I mean, most people associate coffee with caffeine. I mean, how many people are really jonesing for that decaffeinated coffee or that herbal tea, right?
Well, the coffee and the caffeine, in the realm of brainwashing and mind control, a lot of people, if you talk about these subjects, they would envision like a zombie with the zombie's hands out straight. They're moaning and groaning, maybe trying to, you know, with the stiff legs, trying to look for some brains. But that's not how mind control works. Mind control is about you looking like you, you talking like you, and you acting like you. But you're not really formulating your opinions or behaviors independently. And this would be all outside your conscious awareness. Now, in the realm of very intense psychological research, caffeine has been discovered to put the brain in a very particular brainwave state that makes it easier for mind control experts to change your behavior outside your conscious awareness. And people should be really suspicious about how many coffee shops are on each corner. They should be suspicious that they can't quit. They'll say it's not addictive, but they have no intention of quitting, and it really scares them to quit. And of course, something like Starbucks, for example, in I believe it was 1987, it was going to go bankrupt. It only had 6 shops at the time, and the purchaser was a man by Howard Schultz. His name was Howard Schultz, but he didn't have the money. But it was Bill Gates Jr. and William Gates Sr. that funded the purchase of Starbucks. Now, why would these two gentlemen, very famous for their eugenic views, want, what would they want a small franchise for? And of course, today Starbucks has 35,000 independent shops. They're not owned by anybody. They're owned by Starbucks Corporation. They're not franchises. So people might not know how unhealthy caffeine is for them and how it affects brain function. It causes depression, arthritis, heart attacks, strokes, carpal tunnel. It causes Crohn's, colitis, diverticulitis, behavioral problems. It's directly causes depression. If people want to know how bad their coffee is for them, just on the health front, forget about the mind control front, which is a totally different discussion. They want to know how toxic and poisonous and unhealthy their coffee is for them every morning. They should read a book called Caffeine Blues by a scientist by the name of Stephen Chernisky. And Chernisky is C-H-E-R-N-I-S-K-E. They'll be very shocked at how unhealthy coffee is for them. And it's just another unhealthy product that has been normalized in our society. So people think it's healthy. It can't be that bad, they think, because it's on every corner. But I will let you know, 100% guarantee, that we live sort of on a human farming operation. And this human farming operation basically is based on two modalities of human control. It's based on mind control, which has its own modalities. I don't know if we can get into all of them today. But poisons also are found, any poison. You don't have to have a particular bag of poisons to upregulate mind control. Any poison will do. People can have their behavior change naturally. Only 30% of people will sort of comply with the very basic mind control techniques. But if that 30% group is poisoned with caffeine or alcohol or sugar or flour, and this is why all these things are rampant in our society today, if that 30% group is poisoned, they comply, the group actually grows several fold. So the basis of our whole society is mind control, and poisons that upregulate mind control, which are littered throughout the slave camp. Even the word government, govern is French for to control. That's what govern means, to control in French. And ment, M-E-N-T, stands for mentis, which is M-E-N-T-I-S. This is Latin for mind. The word government literally translates into the word phrase mind control, and people probably will have a really hard time wrapping their head around that.
Yeah, no, I think that's when you start doing, what do they call it, when you start dissecting words into their real meaning.
I mean, etymology or word magic, yeah.
Yeah, etymology, thank you. But that is absolutely what we see in the English language, particularly, you know, for, oh my gosh, all kinds of things, you know, just how they set up everything with a birth, you know, birth certificate, B-E-R-T-H is, you know, anyway, in the water, the Admiralty Law Courts, all that stuff. It's all
angry. It's worse than that. Like, even the words, like, if someone says bless you, it registers in the mind exactly how it's spelled, be less. Be less. That's how bless is spelled. Black is be lack. Be lack. And even when the, you know, the royal family came into Canada, they changed our measurement systems from pounds to kilograms and kilometers. They purposely put the word kill in there because it has a very negative frequency impact on the mind. And it opens the mind to greater forms of mind control. People have no idea, really, that their language is loaded with mind control suggestions. There's hidden words and bigger words. And they've all been proven to have these impacts on how your brain is going to operate. The English language is really loaded with these type of hidden meanings, etymology, and hidden words inside other words, absolutely.
Wow, no, that's incredible. So there's so much great stuff that, you know, you have on your email list, you know, and it's like hard to even focus on, you know, just one thing, because I love the one that you had. In fact, I posted on Gab. It was from a few weeks ago, and you actually had it elsewhere on your Telegram, too, about the children, how children are geniuses. 98% of all children, they're under five, and they're observing them, and they're basically geniuses. And then what happens? You know, why don't you just tell that? This story is incredible.
Yeah, basically there was a group of psychologists that went in and tested preschool children, and they tested 90% of them as geniuses, and they kept applying the different tests throughout the graduating years as the children entered the government school system. And by, I think it was only about grade 6 or even grade 8, that only 1-2% registered as geniuses. The government school system, of course, is designed to build a military style, reflexively obedient workforce who do exactly what they're told. And this is why we're in so much trouble today. And this is, of course, why we have so many political leaders in positions of power just simply doing what they're told. There's no morality in the school. There's no ethics taught in the school. There's no debate. And of course, this reflexive obedience is the religion inside the school. If anybody needs to understand how dangerous school is. And its designed intent is to dumb down and destroy the creativity of the children. And that's not me making up that phrase. That's the actual documented intent of the government school system, is to dumb down and destroy the creativity of the children. And if you want a book on that, you can get it free on the internet. You don't have to read the whole book. You can read the first 40 pages. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's John Taylor Gatto. He was a teacher in New York. He won Teacher of the Year for New York State, Teacher of the Year for New York City, and he wrote the book Weapons of Mass Instruction. And you can go get that book on, you know, free on the internet. Just punch it in, put PDF or archive, you'll get a copy. And this is why we're in so much trouble, because everything, we don't have freedom. Okay, we don't have freedom. We have freedom. The Free Dumb program is FREE-DUMB, where everything that makes you dumb is provided to you free by the state. You got your free brain damaging shots, your free school that destroys your IQ and destroys your innate human potential. You got the free handouts for food at the school, which basically would choke a maggot. And this is called fifth generation warfare, or full spectrum dominance warfare, where in the U.S. is the target. It is the target of tyrants everywhere to take the U.S. down. And although the U.S. is loaded with guns, this isn't a gun war. This is an IQ war. This is like, are you smart enough to look down your street and know that Starbucks is a invader into your town? Are you smart enough to know McDonald's is there to kill you and your kids? Are you smart enough to know that the pesticide sprayed on your food is designed to take you out? You're the pest. And if you're eating non-organic food, you're taking yourself out. So you could have a whole bunch of guns, all the big artillery, in a safe room in your house. And if you're not smart enough to know that alcohol is there to destroy you, and everything that's toxic in the U.S. and in Canada are put there by our historical enemies. It's called the fifth generation warfare, and the mind control tricks us to believe it's normal to ingest and inject poison and take ourselves out before our historical enemies show up on our land.
Yep, you're absolutely so right. And I, you know, waking people up to this reality, they think, you know, if they have all their guns and their junk food, somehow they'll be protected. But they are literally, it's a slow kill. And it's been going on all the time. And this is why, you know, I do this show. I want people to be aware that anything that's promoted by, you know, the mainstream, it's out there, you know, everything on, you know, the standard donut shop. I mean, wow, donuts? Really? And coffee? That's got to be the most garbage you can put in your body, you know?
And this has proven that, I mean, not only is it going to make you sick and give you cancer, but the way mind control works is that your body has invisible defenses that, you know, you're not in control of. Like, say you get cut and the cut heals. How much say-so did you have in the cut healing? Well, you had none. So there's these defensive mechanisms, and your body knows if you're out of shape. Your body knows if you're toxic. Your body knows if you're poisonous. Your body even knows if you have low self-esteem, low self-worth, and low self-confidence. And it's going to make decisions for you based on your inner strength. If you're poisoned in the mind, where you believe you're not worth too much, or you're poisoned in the body because you're using your face as a garbage compactor, your body actually makes you more compliant to command, which is mind control. Mind control is basically, are you compliant to the command of a perceived authority figure? And it's been shown that the weaker you are financially, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, your body's always downgrading your potential to fight back against authority and will make you comply in order to elongate your miserable life. This is what the average person really has to understand, is that if you want to defend your country and you want to defend your family, you got to get physically strong, financially strong, emotionally, intellectually, and you really have to understand that for you to resist what's coming, it's not going to be the guns that are going to win the day. It's going to be your personal strength factor, so that you can say no. And if the average person today can't control what they put in their mouth, there we go.
Hold on. Yep. Hold on. We have a commercial break, so please stay tuned. It's all about discipline and self-control here and changing our thoughts. So stay tuned.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
welcome back. Welcome back. We just have a few minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to Jason Kristoff. He's the self-sabotage guru, coach. he helps people, you know, actually get rid of all the mind control that we've been subjected to that keeps us in this rut of not realizing that our full creative potential and who we are. And that's really one of the biggest problems that I deal with personally when dealing with people and their health issues. So, and I certainly have my own, you know, self-sabotage. I'm ready to take your class, Jason. So, you know, it's, I have to admit, his email newsletter that he puts out, he doesn't give you tons, he gives you just enough, and it's always excellent. So I would encourage you to sign up. You could just go to, you know, you could either email info at jkristoff, that's christoff.com, or you know, go to some of the links in the chat room. So anyway, we're talking about so much stuff, and I really wanted to kind of launch into the formation of a death cult society. You did parts one and two, and that was so excellent, that whole series that you did. And I think people are really fairly unaware, because I see people still go, you know, to the hospital, like they trust the hospital. And it's like, really? You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, don't go there. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into it, I mean, I assume you're going to link the two articles, because we can't really mention everything. But in the first article, called The Formation of a Death Cult Society, and I noticed this society when I was very young, you know, basically parading in plain sight in our current culture. But there's a video in the first article. There's only two articles long. It's not a whole book. But there is a video of, you know, they've had the biggest discovery recently in a place around the pyramids called Saqqara. Now, in Saqqara, this is where they would bury the dead. A lot of the kings and the queens and the royalty was basically where the dead were buried. Like, it was a big ceremonial area for the dead. And the thing about ancient Egypt is that death was a big economic sector. Like, there was a lot of death economics. There was groups that carved out the tombs. There were groups that painted the tombs. There were groups that mummified the dead. There was who's going to do the procession to the tomb. Who's going to have the meal? You know, which priest is going to conduct the funerary rites? And who's going to do the gold?
Right. Yeah, let's continue on that afterwards, because we didn't have much time. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information.
Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.